The Way of the Cross and the Crucifixion. Now as they went out, they found a man of Cyrene named Simon, him they forced to take up his cross. And they came to the place called Golgotha, that is, the place of the skull. And they gave him wine to drink mixed with gall, but when he had tasted it, he would not drink. And after they had crucified him, they divided his garments, casting lots, to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet, "They divided my garments among them, and upon my vesture they cast lots." And sitting down they kept watch over him. And they put above his head the charge against him, written, "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews." Then two robbers were crucified with him, one on his right hand and one on his left. Now the passers-by were jeering at him, shaking their heads, and saying, "Thou who destroyest the temple, and in 3 days buildest it up again, save thyself. If thou art the Son of God, come down from the cross." In like manner, the chief priests with the scribes and the elders, mocking, said, "He saved others, himself he cannot save. If he is the King of Israel, let him come down now from the cross, and we will believe him. He trusted in God, let him deliver him now, if he wants him, for he said, 'I am the Son of God.'" And the robbers also, who were crucified with him, reproached him in the same way.